Beavlin Beattie, Andrew Cuomo celebrated the murder of innocent children and genocide with NY abortion law. By Robert Krajicek on July 24, 2020. Governor Andrew Cuomo's, DNY, directive to light up One World Trade Center in New York City, New York, with pink brilliance in 2019 was a celebration of the murder of innocent children, said Beavlin Beattie of It Well Ministries, offering her remarks on Friday's edition of SiriusXM's Breitbart News Daily with host Alex Marlowe. Cuomo has authorities illuminate One World Trade Center with pink lighting on January 22, 2019, to laud the Empire State's passage of legislation designating abortion as a fundamental right. Beattie described Cuomo's celebration of New York's abortion legislation as an inflection moment in her political development as a street evangelist. "I'm a street evangelist," said Beattie. "I've been hitting the streets since 2014, we've been hitting inner cities. We've been in crack houses, feeding the poor. We hit Skid Row. We stopped a shootout in Chicago. I was in a crack house in Chicago trying to get a woman to not inject heroin in her neck." Beattie continued, "We would go to these cities, and we would see firsthand what liberalism and what the Democrat Party has done to these people. It doesn't just matter that they're black or white. If you're bound by the inner city and liberalism, that's what you saw, and the more I got out and evangelized, the more conservative I became, and that's how I became radical." Beattie recalled, "What pushed me into really turning up was when Governor Cuomo legalized full-term abortion." Marlowe said, "Everyone remembers the New York State Assembly applauding late-term abortion getting legalized as if it's something to be celebrated. It's really a haunting sound." Beattie replied, "It's something I'll never forget because that was the day I realized, oh, snap. It's real. They really voted to kill babies at birth. I always thought it was murder, but now it's like blatant murder. And people are celebrating and lighting up the Empire State Building pink to celebrate the murder of innocent children and genocide. Listen." Beattie credited her conversion to Christianity with political change away from leftism. She said she was a liberal in pushing the LGBTQ agenda while working for a feminist organization. Beattie shared how she previously accepted left-wing narratives at face value. She said, "I was just a chick who was like, you know what? I'm black. I'm a Democrat, you're black? You're a Democrat, period. Republicans want to see the rich get richer, and the Democrats are for the people. That's all I knew." Beattie concluded by highlighting the overlap between conservatism and Christian values. "Conservatism aligns with the Word of God," she declared. "Not only is Jesus true, but conservatism is truth. They go hand in hand with one another." In addition to her role with It Well Ministries, Beattie launched a Jesus Matters campaign. Breitbart News Daily broadcasts live on SiriusXM Patriot 125 weekdays from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern. Follow Robert Krajicek on Twitter.